Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 5th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's your morning news. COVID-19 transmission is ramping up in Los Angeles County, and the public health director says it would be a mistake to drop all precautions. Barbara Ferrer notes cases have nearly doubled over the past month, but she is not calling it a surge.
What we've been seeing now is this gradual increase, which is more tolerable. It allows us to, particularly in high-risk settings, get in front of some of the transmission and introduce some measures that actually can help, we hope, slow down the spread.
Ferrer notes that the number of COVID-positive patients is increasing but remains relatively stable, though an increase in hospitalizations takes longer to show up because a lot of people are vaccinated and boosted, and therapeutics are also helping keep folks out of the hospital. You are not imagining that buzzing in your ears. There are lots of mosquitoes out there. The San Gabriel Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District reports record numbers of mosquitoes right now, mostly of the Culex variety, which carries West Nile virus. The district's Levy Sun blames warmer temperatures, which speed up the incubation period.
A lot of people think we live in an urban paradise where there are no insects, but the reality is nature is interwoven into our concrete jungle here, and we cannot escape mosquitoes.
But hold off on ordering a bug zapper, which also kills insects that are good for the environment. Sun suggests a simple solution. Get rid of any stagnant water outside of your home where mosquitoes can breed and protect yourself with repellent. As for what's around the corner, Sun says that he wishes he had a crystal ball, but he can say with certainty as temperatures heat up further, get ready for hashtag hot bug summer. Parks are increasingly being seen as more than just amenities, but as essential infrastructure as well to defend against the effects of climate change and address social justice. But a new report by the nonprofit Trust for Public Land finds that in neighborhoods where mostly people of color live, they have 43% less park space than predominantly white areas. The Trust's California director is Guillermo Rodriguez.
We can put resources today in these neighborhoods through the form of natural climate solutions. Sounds fancy, but it's trees, it's putting in green space, tearing up asphalt.
Rodriguez and other advocates are pushing for Governor Newsom's proposed budget to invest more in city parks, given the state's budget surplus. LA mayoral candidates are pushing to build more group shelters for unhoused people, but new research finds unhoused people are reluctant to go there. KPCC's Ethan Ward has more.
Research from the nonprofit think tank RAND Corporation shows that 80% of unhoused people in LA would prefer a private room, such as a motel. Less than a third of people experiencing homelessness would accept group shelter. That's where dozens of people sleep close together on bunk beds. Jason Ward, the study's lead writer, says a lot of policy debate has been about expanding shelter options.
It doesn't appear from our research that rapidly expanding shelter capacity would do a whole lot to really make a dent in people living on the streets.
The city of LA agreed to settle a recent lawsuit by creating 60% shelter capacity in each council district over the next 5 years. What those shelter options will look like are unclear. Covering unhoused communities, I'm Ethan Ward.
An LA County Sheriff's deputy awaits arraignment on felony charges for allegedly assaulting an unarmed woman while on duty and then lying about it. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Conrad Thiem was responding to a report of a disturbance in Chatsworth last year when he attacked the woman and then falsified information in a report about the encounter. They're not saying much more about the circumstance. The Sheriff's Department says Thiem is on paid administrative leave. The woman is now suing the deputy and the county. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva is facing a third whistleblower lawsuit that alleges he directed a cover-up of a controversial video. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
The video is of a deputy with his knee on the head of a handcuffed man for 3 minutes. Former Sheriff's Chief Luana Hasselrig claims Villanueva blocked a criminal investigation into the deputy's actions. The sheriff denies that. He says he ordered an investigation as soon as he saw the video, which he says was 8 months after the March 2021 incident. But Hasselrig says a former assistant sheriff, Robin Limone, told her that she watched the video with Villanueva just days after the incident. A sheriff's commander says in his own whistleblower lawsuit that Limone told him the same thing. Villanueva did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Hasselrig's claim. He has ordered a criminal investigation into the leak of the video. I'm Frank Stoltz.
The state attorney general's office is investigating the fatal CHP shooting of a man who was walking on the 105 freeway in Paramount at midday yesterday. Officers went to the scene near Garfield Avenue after the man was hit by a vehicle. The CHP has not put out any details about what led up to the shooting. No officers were hurt. The westbound 105 was closed at the scene along with the Garfield Avenue on-ramp for an investigation that lasted more than 9 hours. Today is Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says California is building up its tribal assistance program, which provides training to help improve public safety on tribal lands and seeks to improve the reporting and identification of missing and murdered Native Americans, especially women and girls. The National Congress of American Indians reports Native women face murder rates almost 3 times those of white women. Sarah Dutchke is tribal chairwoman of the Ione Band of Miwok Indians.
The crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, it's certainly not new. It's plagued Indian country for many generations at an enormous cost to our tribal families and tribal governments and our communities alike.
She says the violence doesn't just stop with the victims. It grieves their loved ones and tribal communities as well. Afternoon highs today will be in the mid-70s at the beaches to the low 80s in the L.A. Basin and inland Orange County. Coastal valleys, the Inland Empire and Antelope Valley will reach the mid-80s to around 90 degrees, and the Coachella Valley will warm up to around 100. Thank you for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.